And it's not often that the producer walks into the studio and says, oh, it's so fit. But on this occasion, that's just what he did. Wasn't talking about me, very sadly. But Arsenal's new kit is quite something.
Go on, get excited,
Charlie. Go on, Charlie. You brought it in for us.
I thought I'd bring it in for a little review.
What does 64.95 of your English pounds get you?
Worth every penny for me, to be fair. I really, really like it. I think, I know people get a bit excited over kits, and some people think it's very strange.
Well, our producer's very excited.
Yeah, right. I am too. I think it's the whole Adidas coming back, the whole sort of it's home and so on. I think it's...
Players look good. Are the fans going to be more behind them? And might the performances actually improve?
Yeah, for about 20 minutes at the start of the game. Let's not forget how excited everybody was that we'd got this goalkeeper from Chelsea a few seasons ago that was going to get us 12 to 15 points a season. And everyone was over the moon because all of a sudden we've covered off a position which was much maligned with the Almunias of this world. And then all of a sudden in that first game against West Ham, he has an absolute shocker. And he's at fault for two of the goals. So, you know, it only takes a bit of a shocker. I was going to say against Newcastle, but is there only going to be anyone left at Newcastle at this rate?
Well, I think the more I think about it, I think it's great. What a perfect opening game of the season for us, really. I know I don't want to tempt fate, but I don't know who they have managed. There's discontent in the fans. They're talking about a protest first game of the season already. Yeah, and I think perfect for us to turn up.
Yeah.
Get beat 1-0.
And also, we'll all be there. Wicko. And by the end of that interview, I had almost taken a screwdriver to my own eyes. I was just like, and he kept saying
it. But it is Menorca.
Is it? I'm out my depth.
To be fair, I have heard other people say Menorca. Not me, but I have heard people say.
Do you know, a guy that I go football with, he insisted on calling Rosicky Roski. It really warmed me up.
Roski?
Do I know?
And Podolski was Poborski for years.
Isn't Poborski a different footballer?
It's a completely
Karol
different
Poborski, yeah. Czech Republic.
Mm. We've got a little flick.
Anyway, on to Saliba.
Yeah, how do you say that one, Charlie?
Saliba.
So what is going on with this lad? He's a teenager, he's a centre-half, he's highly rated. We're hearing that Saint-Étienne want a loan-back clause. Are we going to give him that?
I can't see us spending that much money on a centre-half and then sending back when we need one.
A player who worked a little bit like that, actually, was probably Nasri. You know, cutting in for those little... You know, we haven't... Ramsey had that season where in 2015 where he played him on the right-hand side of midfield towards the end of the season. He was cutting in quite a lot.
That's what was so good. We had Coles coming from both sides. We had Pires, Andenberg,
Or Wiltord.
Wiltord was a good player for us. He goes very unnoticed, Wiltord, how good he was for us, I think. And he was really good. But now we I know that I started getting asked when I was 18 at that sort of age. When I first started having a bet and stuff, remember every game I used to have a tenner on Lundberg, tenner on Pires. And you'd always
get your money back.
Always got your money back after a couple of weeks, always. Because always like 8-1s, 9-1s, you always get your money back, always.
Manoeuvring in the press and the stupid figures, I don't think that is 60 or 80 million. I genuinely don't. Not having got 50 million for Bissaka.
We could drop a good old Carl Jenkinson on them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they want any part exchange. I think they just want a good cash price. Will we go to it? I don't know.
I think it's quite clear, as people do know, that Zaha and Parrish are quite close. He has stayed various times. And even when he left United, a lot of clubs wanted him. He went, no, I want to go back to Palace because they was in a bit of trouble at the time. He kept him up. And his brothers brought them back up. Yep. His brothers even said... He's got a great rapport with the Palace fans. He loves the club. Everything he's done for him, he likes, I think, now. And it's all sort of a bit of... The things that I think... I'm not saying that we're going to get one of cheap. I'm not. But I think there's a... He puts the pressure. I think it's hard rather doing it amicably rather than doing the strike route. But I think Palace have got to be careful because we've had him for 18 months. You cannot, I don't care his age, we've not got many superstars at Arsenal.
Well, can you just explain to me the system in which you would play Lacazette, Aubameyang and Sahar? Just interestingly.
Three up front.
All the four.
But they're not the same sort of three as, as Liverpool,
but
are they?
It's all interchangeable.
Yeah, but I don't think it is. I don't think Aubameyang, from what I've seen of Aubameyang, I don't think we look very good when he played wide.
But I like him up top.
Yes.
I like him up top.
But Lacazette's not going to play wide.
But you're not going to have them playing every game. You're not. Do you know what I mean? You've got to have two, you've got to have proper strikers.
But Jesus started 8 games for Man City this season. Do you think one of ours is going to be happy enough for that?
I don't think we're not as good as Man City.
No.
Nor Aguero.
It's going to lead to arguments, but it's a nice problem for Emery to have if he does sign Zaha as well. Choosing between three of the league's best forwards wouldn't be too